right, I got a few other members to join the stage here. Man that needs not much introduction, but he does need his mic raised.
My name is Bill Crocker, and yesterday I had a great morning meeting with Richard Schroeder. He is a veteran of the U.S. Air Force, and he told me a war story, but it wasn't while he was in the Air Force. He has this awesome experience, but he started with telling me that memories are kind of like friends, and he has this group where they go and they meet and they talk about their memories, and sometimes they're losing them. And when you lose a memory, it's kind of like losing a friend. You don't get to visit with them anymore. So we had this concept. But then he told me this amazing story. I'll try to be as quick as I can. His mom and dad met on the boat from Germany to America. They come to America, they get married. He's born a year later. A couple years later, in 1939, they go back for a visit to Germany. Wasn't a good time to visit because World War II broke out, and they were stuck. They stayed. He ended up staying until 1950. So he was in Germany during the war, and this amazing thing happened. He's in second grade walking home. Hears this noise, turns around. There's a B-17 bomber coming down. Three of its propellers are off, are not working. Only one is working. The Alps are in front of him. He's not going to make it over the Alps, so this plane is obviously going down. He said it was 20 feet over his head, and he can still remember to this day seeing the pilot. Look him right in the eyes. The plane goes over them, disappears out of sight. He hears a huge explosion, comes, then him and his two buddies, his cousin and another kid from school, go running. They go over this hill. That guy had dumped his bomb. And the plane ended up landing in a town not far from there. And all the guys, one guy got killed, and the other nine got taken to prison. But the concept was, here he is, he'll have that memory. There was only 13 people involved that day. There were 10 guys on that plane, the three boys on the ground. And they have this living memory of this event. So by sharing it, they've shared that story with all of us. Now we all know the story, but only he has the memory of it. And so we're going to have Richard come up real quick. He's going to read the names of those 10 men that were on that plane, the men he considers the heroes of that day. Story after story yesterday, this is one incident. But, I mean, if you think about it, that guy could have dropped the bomb. They're ditching it. They're going down. If there was hate, he could have dropped. He could have died that day, but for somehow, that plane kept going and dropped it farther on. So you can read the 10. Go ahead.
I was discharged in 1961 at Orlando Air Force Base. I never considered myself a veteran until the staff at St. Mary's of the Woods treated me like a veteran, and now I will humbly accept that status. Now I would like to read the names of 10 heroes. Out of thousands of other heroes. They are the pilot, Second Lieutenant Ralph Haley, and I have his picture down there. Forgot to bring it up. Second Lieutenant Bill Rice, Navigator Flight Officer Dick Pateyfield. He's the one that died. Bombardier, Second Lieutenant Don Masterson, Radio Operator Sergeant Tommy Lott, Engineer / Top Turret, Staff Sergeant Bob Atkinson, Ball Turret Sergeant Joe McClimas, Tail Gunner Sergeant Bob Congdon, Waist Gunner Sergeant Luther Kelly, Waist Gunner Les Jackson. My grandson. This is the pilot. Can you see it? Is there one? I made eye contact with him when he was about 22 years old. And you're welcome to look at the book afterwards. Thank you.
This song that we came up with is called Until the Memory Fades.